Item four is a subdivision and rezoning at 367 to 373 Stradbrook Avenue under file DAZ 29 of 2012. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Item number five is a variance at 367 to 373 Stradbrook Avenue under file DAV 168998 of 2012D.
Okay.
So, interesting. All right. I have three applicants. I might as well, whoever just won or all three of you may come down. I have Jonathan Freed, Hijab Mitra, and Tim Goma. There we are. Welcome. Come on forward.
Good evening, Councillor Smith, Councillor Jabrasi, and Councillor Rico. I guess Michael Robinson is missing right now. But so we are here to talk about three sixty-seven, three sixty-nine, three seventy-one, and three seventy-three Stradbrook. I would like to start with how we approach the property. Our first approach was to talk to the planner and Councillor Jabrasi and see what we could do with this site. And my name is Hijab Mitra, and I'm representing Ms. Tetcher, and I'm here with representations from Ventura Land Developments, Tim Comack and Jonathan Freed. Our first approach was to understand what the neighborhood is and how, what we could do with the neighborhood, understand the density of the neighborhood, understand the character of the neighborhood. In order to do this, we started off with understanding the streetscapes from over two blocks, which ranged from Osborne Street to Donald on Stradbrook. What we did here, with the help of Councillor, with the help of Planner Michael Robinson and Councillor Jenny Jabrasi, we understood what the density on the street is currently, and what each building is made up of, and who is there. And we understand that most of the density on the street varies from four duplexes to about 146 units. And what we're asking for today on our site is 36 units over five floors. Now, what we did, the next step what we carried on was with community consultation. We had two community meetings showing them what we have done and what our approach is. Our streetscape, our views, and our plans were presented to them. We had about 20 people representing from the community who came in there, most of them in support, but they did have questions and we answered them. And I would like to say that most, almost everybody was in support during the community meetings. The building design and how we approach the building design. The first thing we did was trying to understand the character of the street. We tried to keep more eyes on the street and creating a relationship between the buildings and the street. We started off asking for 2 feet setbacks on the lane side, 2 feet on the back lane, 8 feet on the side yard, and about 10 feet on Stradbrook. We went beyond that by saying more than 50% of the building would go be set back 15 feet. We also emphasized the corner. It is a corner lot, and we tried to emphasize the corner as a feature. We have our entrances on the street level, and the corner is emphasized with a lot of windows and glazing with pedestrian access directly from Stradbrook. We have all vehicular accesses on the back lane, and we have a structured parkade. On touching on the parking issue, we have 1:1 parking, and we have provided 36 spots. We've also provided 11 bike racks, and understanding that it's in the transit-oriented neighborhood, we believe that the 1:1 parking would be sufficient. We also have view of our building that we provide, and at the entrance we're saying that we are going to provide higher quality materials with more street visualization and access between the street and the building. All the units have terraces and balconies where there would be a relationship between the lane and the building as well. So the idea was to have more eyes on the streets and an interaction between the building and the street, emphasizing on pedestrian access. Reinforcing the character again, we strive to create the relationship between the people on there and the building. We have provided fencing along the entire building, significant glazing and active terraces. We have also provided parking entrances at the rear, which will be controlled entrances. And our garbage areas are also set in the 8-foot setback. So that's a little brief about our building. Do you have any questions for me?
Any questions? See none at this time. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're in the rezoning and the subdivision at the same time, right?
Yeah.
The variance, right?
Variance, yes.
The variance, yeah. Gentlemen, do you have anything else you want to add in there?
My name is Tim Comack. I'm with Ventura Land Development, Ventura Custom Homes. We put a lot of work in designing a building that created what I would feel to be quite a nice focal point for Stradbrook. If you look at what's there now, it's a drastic departure from the existing streetscape. It represents investment in an area that's, I believe, coming to its full revival or aiming towards it. And in my opinion, it's a step in the right direction. Being transit-oriented, we're trying to provide housing for young people, young professionals, possibly empty nesters. We're taking a leap of faith on the policies and the documents put forward by the City of Winnipeg and making an effort to invest in this area and find a way to provide housing that's unique and not necessarily always found within this area. This is probably one of the more dramatic developments in the last couple of years, not mentioning Pulse, for this area, and we hope that you'll support it. Thank you.
Questions? See none? Good. Okay. Thank you. Okay. I think so. We got Tim, Jonathan. Now, I've seen nobody. Anyway, first of all, anybody else in support of this application that would like to speak that hasn't had a chance to speak yet? Okay, this is your chance. I will just ask you to fill in a form upon your gun.
If there's all these different matters, I'd be probably speaking in favor of all of them because I'm Jeff Rabb, I'm the president of Wynn Park Dorchester Properties, and we own and manage 24 buildings in the directly affected areas. And in this particular instance, and I knew nothing about the development, it's directly across from 370 Stradbrook and 378 Stradbrook, where we're currently doing, which we've owned for 20 years and are doing $1.5 million renovation. We this area of the Osborne sort of cordon area hasn't seen as much attention as the west side of the street, and this type of development is more than welcome, and the fact that it might affect some sunlight into the front of my buildings does not affect my position. I think it can only enhance the value in the area and be good for the neighborhood. These older neighborhoods are not going to survive unless there's densification. I know people, and particularly older people and seniors, it's hard for them to deal with that sort of thing, but the only way you're going to move these older neighborhoods forward, if you look to all the major cities like Vancouver and Toronto, Montreal, is through these duplexes on 25-foot lots and densification exactly like what's being proposed. So as the neighbor directly affected across the street who's spending $1.5 million on that building right now, I'm more than happy that this building would appear in the neighborhood. That's it.
Any questions? None? Just Mr. Rabb, we'll ask you to fill in the form just so we can get
yep.
Got it? Cool. Thank you. Seen anybody else? Anybody else? Anybody else? Seen none? I now am asking, I don't have anybody down listed, but is anybody in opposition to this application? I've seen none. I have two more people that may come down and speak who are for information, or you may have heard it already and you're fine, so you don't have to come down. Trevor O'Toole and Deborah Halliburton. If you have any questions, please come on down.
Good evening, I'm Deborah Halliburton, and I just want to say I'm concerned that there will be at least some of the apartments for low-income people. Just want to make sure of that.
Thank you. Anybody else able to speak for information? Going once, going two, someone coming by, see movement. Ta-da. Going for Trevor.
I had a long way to go.
Yeah, no problem.
I think I may have heard the answer to my question. The information I was looking for was strictly kind of regarding parking. Well for development in the area, absolutely a big fan. I believe the application was for 33 parking spots, and I believe I heard her say that they were going to meet it at 36, so 1-to-1 ratio. So I'm not really sure if that was addressed or not.
The plan showed 33 parking stalls. And then the recommendation from the administration is that they find three additional through a shared parking agreement. If there's been a change to the plans, we haven't seen that.
So, okay.
1-to-1.
Okay, if it's a 1-to-1 ratio, like I said, I'm fine with that because I do know the problems that it does take in the neighborhood to get parking. Called about a surface parking lot just earlier today just to see and basically got laughed at saying there's no extra parking available. So as long as we're meeting a 1-to-1 ratio, I'm very comfortable with that.
Thank you.
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, seen anyone else before I call the applicant back up? Going once, going twice. Thank you very much. Applicant, if you'd like to come back up to, there's nothing really to speak to. You've spoken to everything. No one's in opposition. You can still come up if you want to speak to something.
Well, with respect to the parking, we'll do everything we can to make sure we accommodate the required parking for the people that end up acquiring units in the building. If they have vehicles, we'll find a way to provide parking for them.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready to go? Okay, I will move the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All in favor, opposed, carried.
I move the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All support, opposed, carried.
And I move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in with, there's a minor renumbering or some kind of housekeeping thing I was told about, which isn't sort of a non-issue, but we'll include that in the wording. So I move that that be forwarded to the Standing Policy Committee on Property and Development. And I move the following supporting reasons. One thing I'd like people to note is that this area is an area that has a neighborhood plan. The Osborne Village Neighborhood Plan, and this application is in compliance with the Osborne Village Neighborhood Plan in terms of the height and other factors. And you'll notice there's very little opposition here today. Part of that is that there was an adequate consultation process as well, but it's also an application that fits within an existing plan that was done with collaboration and a lot of work from the community and the developers and everyone involved. So I just thought that was a relevant point to make, and I appreciate the developer considering the neighborhood plan and working within it, because it's always nicer for, you know, to be able to throw on a whole bunch of more stories or do something else for financial gain or whatever. It might be nicer for them. But they respected the plan of the neighborhood, and we have a very exciting development coming into the neighborhood. So I think that's a really significant thing to point out, considering some things that are happening in other areas of the city. So I support the development being transit-oriented, fitting with the community plan, and providing needed new housing in the area.
Okay. All in favor? Opposed? Carried.
I move the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All support. Opposed? Carried.
Andrew, yeah. And I'll do the variance.
Please note that committee has made a recommendation on this matter that will now proceed to council. No further representations are permitted, and all persons registered for the public hearing will receive notice when the matter is considered by council.
For the variance, I would move
that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
Support. Opposed. Carried.
I move the council that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All support. Opposed. Carried.
I move the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in.
Support. Opposed. Carried.
And I move that the criteria of subsection 2473 of the City of Winnipeg Charter as set out below are satisfied.
All support. Opposed. Carried.
And I move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All support. Opposed. Carried.